USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden and some Western leaders issued a confrontational declaration about Russia and Chinese government behavior on Sunday's closing session of the G7 summit. The group is calling out Beijing over its internal repression, vowing to investigate the pandemic's origins, and shame Moscow for using nerve agents against people and cyber weapons. The Chinese government responded saying, "The days when global decisions were directed by a small group of countries are long gone." End quote. After 12 years and three U.S. presidents, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been replaced by the Knesset in a very slim victory. Naftali Bennett will take his place. She's a priest, and when Reverend Pamela Conrad looks into the heavens, she's really looking into the heavens. By night, Conrad moonlights as a research scientist as a member of the tactical operations team for the Mars Perseverance rover mission. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
A 25-year-old man died Sunday of injuries sustained in a shooting that wounded 13 other people in downtown Austin, Texas on Saturday. Austin police named victim Douglas John Cantor. A Massachusetts high school graduate found a better cause for her scholarship money. Brad Bernards with the West Texas USA Radio News Bureau report.
Verda Tetta earned a standing ovation as the class speaker at her Massachusetts high school graduation. But what she did next had the crowd in awe.
I am so very grateful for this, but I also know that I am not the one who needs this the most.
The Fitchburg High School student, who will be attending Harvard College in the fall on a full scholarship, won an additional $40,000 scholarship from her high school at last week's graduation ceremony. She could have used the scholarship for expenses, but instead, the 17-year-old gave it away shortly after it was awarded.
Fitchburg High School is about an hour's drive west of Boston. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden struggled during a press conference at the G7 summit Sunday, mixing up Libya and Syria not once but three times while discussing humanitarian aid to countries torn apart by civil war.
We could work together with Russia, for example, in Libya. We should be opening up the passes to be able to go through and provide food assistance and economic vital assistance to a population that's in real trouble. I think I'm going to try very much hard to. And by the way, there's places where I shouldn't be starting off and negotiating in public here, but let me say it this way. Russia has engaged in activities which we believe are contrary to international norms, but they have also bitten off some real problems they're going to have trouble chewing on. And, for example, the rebuilding of Syria, of Libya, they're there. And as long as they're there without the ability to bring about some order in the region, and you can't do that very well without providing for the basic economic needs of people. So I'm hopeful.
China released a statement saying the days of global decisions being made by a small number of countries is over. I'm Lance Fry. This is USA Radio News.